With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. President Biden and former President Trump win the Michigan primaries. Former President Biden defeated Minnesota Representative Dean Phillips, his one significant opponent left in the Democratic primary. Democrats are also closely watching the results of the uncommitted vote, which Muslims have been pushing in Michigan as a way to register objections over Biden's support of Israel following the Hamas terror attack in October. Michigan's become the epicenter for dissatisfied members of Biden's coalition that propelled him to victory in the state in 2020. As for President Trump, he has now swept the first five states on the Republican primary calendar. His victory in Michigan over his last major primary challenger, Nikki Haley, comes after the former president defeated her by 20 percentage points in her home state of South Carolina on Saturday. Several NATO countries, including the U.S., Germany, and the U.K., have ruled out deploying ground troops to Ukraine. This after French President Emmanuel Macron said nothing should be excluded. Major General Pat Ryder, the Pentagon press secretary, says the U.S. does not want any of its combat forces in Ukraine. Also at SRNNews.com, correspondent Norman Hall reports on charges filed in the transport of Iranian missile components.
A Pakistani national who U.S. officials say was the captain of a ship carrying Iranian-made missile components to Houthi rebels in Yemen has been ordered to remain behind bars in Virginia. Mohammed Palawan is charged with attempting to smuggle a warhead and other weapons. He allegedly refused to slow the ship when the U.S. Navy began its boarding attempt. Two Navy SEALs drowned while boarding the unflagged vessel in the Arabian Sea on January 11th. It happened in the wake of continued Houthi attacks on commercial and military ships in the Red Sea and the Gulf of Aden. I'm Norman Hall.
This is SRN News. Lawmakers in Kentucky are considering a religious freedom bill.
The measure would expand on existing legislation, which lacks detail. Republican State Representative Steve Rawlings, the bill's lead sponsor, says, quote, "The brevity of our current statute and the lack of definitions can give courts the excuse to undermine the religious freedom of residents." A growing number of Kentucky cities have passed LGBT non-discrimination ordinances, and religious freedom advocates say people of faith need protections. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Former President Trump's bond with America's conservative Christians is stronger now than in 2016. Some religious leaders were initially hesitant to get behind the former president, but now they are, too, among his most solid, loyal base. Troy Miller, president of the National Religious Broadcaster, says, "The one thing I hear all the time from people is that they really feel like Donald Trump understands them, and that's the biggest connection that people make," end quote. This is SRN News. American consumers weren't feeling all that optimistic about the U.S. economy last month.
Consumers in the United States aren't feeling as confident this month. The Conference Board, which is a business research group, said its consumer confidence index is down over 4 points this month since January. It went from 110.9 to 106.7. The index is a way to measure Americans' assessment of economic conditions and its outlook for the next 6 months. Economists pay close attention to consumer confidence, since consumer spending accounts for about 70% of American economic activity. The index was improving for 3 straight months before this decline. The drop comes as a bit of a surprise, since the economy has shown resilience at higher interest rates and inflation. Haya Pinjwani, Washington.
Starbucks and the union organizing its U.S. workers say they've agreed to begin talks with the aim of reaching labor agreements. Texas Governor Greg Abbott is issuing a disaster declaration due to an ongoing wildfires in the state's panhandle. More at SRNNews.com.